I love Paul Tonko. He is a Democrat from New York's 20th District. He's been in office since 2009. I affectionately call him the Tonk. And here he is. I'm delighted to see you again, Paul, because the last time you were here in August, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced he would be resigning. How's Kathy Hochul doing so far as governor?
You know, I think she stepped up to the plate and is doing a great job. She's obviously familiar with a lot of the needs of the people of this state, and having served with her in Congress for a term, know that she's one who does her homework and is very determined to make a difference. So I think at this point, yeah, she's showing herself to be very involved, very invested, and stepping up to the plate at a really difficult time, as many of our municipalities, including our states, are struggling with the COVID pandemic impact. You know, she certainly has made herself familiar with a lot of the audiences out there. And, you know, it's a very important time for states as they get their budgets together in a post-COVID situation. You know, it's just like the president's vision of building back better. We can't go back to pre-COVID. I think the COVID experience has exposed a lot of weaknesses, including supply chains and items like that, for our dependency on some foreign imports that, you know, really speak to the wisdom of growing your economy with the awareness that came through the COVID experience. And I think that's very true with states and their management now. And hopefully there will be resources coming from Washington to the individual states and to the communities at the county and local level, and that people will invest those dollars in the soundest way to grow the economy and make it a 21st century economy that is so important.
Governor Hochul is running for a full term in 2022. So will you support her for that, or do you have, are you keeping your ammunition dry? What are you doing?
I'm keeping my ammunition dry. I think, you know, that, you know, as we just discussed, she's doing a very good job. And I'm certain that, you know, that support, there will be a time to address the support that you'll offer candidates for various offices statewide. And, you know, we'll see how that develops and go forward.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, so is there a difference in the way in which, Paul, in which the Hochul administration deals with the congressional delegation?
Well, there's been a very strong attempt to reach out and work with the delegation. We've had some Zoom meetings in bipartisan fashion that have talked about different updates with COVID and hospital levels, employee levels, and just dealing with the ripple effects of all of this. And with her stepping up to the governorship, I think it's important that she do that outreach and keep us in contact with the various concerns that she might have, so that as we do our infrastructure bill, which I hope we can get done, and as we do any assistance to our local governments, states and local governments, it's done with, you know, a spin from coming from her on what's essential for New York State.
Paul Tonko, do you believe that there's a huge difference or a small difference between the way both Governor Cuomo and Governor Hochul treated the delegation?
I think hers is a little more interactive in style, but
in
that
other words,
might
she
be
listened
the newness.
More instead of bossing you around.
Well, I think it's a newness too. She's trying to develop her relationships with the delegation. She obviously was there for a term. She got to work with several of us. I think probably in the upstate capacity more, but you know, I think it's she understands from having had that seat in Western New York, that the interaction, the partnership with state leaders is very important to the state of New York. And, you know, it's just a different style.
Which one did you like more?
Well, you know, I like the interactive thing. You know my track record in the 20th Congressional District. I like to bring government to the doorstep and have people engaging into decisions that we make and to have them share what they think is the priority, what are the priorities for them. And I think that happens when you encourage and and enhance the dialogue.
So can we say that you like Kathy Hochul more than you like Andrew Cuomo?
Did I say that? No.
Well, you know, you sounded like John Daly on What's My Line.
We had a good working relationship with both administrations, and just a different style, I think. You know, I think it'll prove very valuable the interaction.
You had a top Democrat, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, in Albany with you a few days ago. Why was it so important for him to visit your district? In other words, why is he, somebody you would want here?
Well, I think that Hakeem is, chair of our caucus, and I think it's important for him to join us in messaging because it just adds another layer of commitment to what we were talking about that day, and that being child care centers, early education for 3- and 4-year-olds, and the child tax credit, which began in July and has been initiated to go through the end of 2021. The Build Back Better Act would make that permanent. So, I think it was important for him to lend his voice to our efforts in the district. I think that messaging on what's in the Build Back Better Act is so critical at this time. I think people need to know exactly how it would affect them to the good. There's a lot of good positive effort in there for working families, for children, for our seniors. So, he was coming through the area and was more than happy to join in the press conference that we did.
So should the child tax credit be made permanent?
I think so. I think we look at the outcome of what's happened here. It invests $19.3 billion monthly nationwide. That's a huge impact for families with children. It's been constructed and reauthorized in a way that allows some of those most in need to qualify. I think that it really is a change, a real good, refreshing change for families. It is forecasted that one half of the children living in poverty in this country will be lifted from that poverty. That's an impressive outcome if we can achieve that, and I think we will. And I think the early results of July and August payments and how they were invested and spent by these families is a very telling scenario.
Hakeem Jeffries is seen as a potential speaker if Pelosi steps down. Would you be supporting him?
Well, we'll see what the field is, but it'd be very tough to walk away from his credentials, which are very strong. He has an eloquence about him. He has a sharp intellect. He's on top of the issues and is a good consensus builder. So I worked with his team to whip on his behalf when he was running for chair of the caucus.
Our very good friend, Congressman Paul Tonko, who I have immense respect for and got a sense of humor as well as a very serious side to him. Thank you, Paul, for being with us.
My pleasure, always.